106.7 The Fan.
All right, good evening. Overtime, Holden Kushner hanging out with Liz Drabeck. We're going to be talking to David Steckel, the Washington Capitals, here in just a couple of seconds, as they have won 11 straight games. Liz, 2 days ago, we were talking about the last time you had a team this hot in D.C. You got to go back to 1991 from any of the four major sports. Is Steck's there? You want to punch him up for us here in just a moment? All right, David Steckel from the Washington Capitals. You haven't seen anything like this, have you?
No. 91 Redskins last time.
That was it.
Just nearby for that.
All right. David Steckel joining us. Hey, David, thanks for the time tonight. I know you got dinner with your pop up in New York, but thank you.
Oh, no problem.
So how you doing? 11 straight wins. You've been asked this a million times, I'm sure, so let me ask it a different way. How is this possible?
You know, we've been playing very good overall, and we've had great goaltending, obviously, the last couple games to keep us in it and give us a chance to win later in the game. But, you know, I've never been a part of this, obviously, at the NHL level, and it's just a great overall team effort so far.
Hey, David, it's Liz. With the 11-game win streak, how supported do you feel by D.C.?
Amazing. You know, even if we didn't have 11, the fan support has been phenomenal. You know, it's turning into a hockey town. You know, it kind of helps when the other sports aren't doing as well. But, you know, in the same regard, you know, we've been there where we haven't been the best team. So we're trying to, you know, take everything in and make sure that the fans have something to watch every night.
Speaking about your position specifically, you're a bit of a face-off guru. So you normally have about a 60% winning face-off percentage. How does one get so good at that?
It pretty much stems back from playing with Team USA and juniors. I had a coach who said, you know, if you want to be on the ice at the end of the game, you need to win draws, and that's the bottom line. And I was kind of a third-line role player with that team, and it's kind of just stuck with me ever since then, and it's just something that I take a lot of pride in because I want to be out there for the end of the game, and I want to play as many minutes as I can, and you know, obviously the only way I'm going to do that is by helping the team out in that regard.
All right, we're talking to David Steckel, the Washington Capitals, 11 straight wins. Any superstitions to keep this thing rolling?
I personally don't have any superstitions as much as probably a routine, but, you know, it's funny. I see a lot of the guys doing the same things now at the same time of the night, so I don't know if other guys are, you know, starting to become superstitious. Obviously, Boots is. You know, he's made that known. He's got the same little quirks that everyone else does, but, you know, I don't think anybody's going in and, you know, thinking about the streak before we go and play the game.
What are the guys doing, though? What are some of the guys doing that's the same thing to try and keep this thing rolling?
I'll give you one example. I don't know if he's going to get pissed at me. He's not a player, but he's a trainer. And lately, every home game that we've had, he's been vacuuming at the same time, like during right before warm-ups while we go out there. And it's like, I'm like, well, dude, why are you doing that? Like, and he's just like, man, it's routine. I got to do this. We got a winning streak going, you know? I'm like, yeah, you're superstitious. You can tell everybody.
Slightly but, less traditional than a mohawk or a beard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that would be the easiest thing to do is just grow a beard or, you know, shave your head. But, no, he's vacuuming.
You mentioned the coach. I was just have a question regarding the culture of the team because I know that you played a little bit under Glenn Hanlon and now Bruce Boudreau. What's Boudreau's style like when it comes to the locker room? What's it like to work for Boudreau, I guess, is the more specific question.
Well, he's a player's coach. And, you know, although he didn't get too many games in the NHL, he's been around for a long time. He knows the game. That's what makes him a great coach in the first place. I mean, he can adapt to every situation. He knows what players are going through, so he can you know, kind of curtail our agenda that way. And, you know, it's laid back. It's loose. You know, when it's time to play, it's time to play. But as soon as the work boots come on, you know, he expects that everyone's going to give out 100% just like he is behind the bench.
David, maybe you've noticed this like I have, but as you guys have gotten better as a team over the last couple of years, the quality of looks of the woman that are showing up to these games have gotten much better. I mean, there were some pretty toothless, ugly women there, and now you've just got gorgeous women everywhere, even in practice.
I,
No comment.
I didn't really notice that. I guess if I was a fan, maybe that would be something I noticed. But to tell you the truth, I mean, you know, the support we've got is amazing. And, you know, there's, like you said, more people showing up at practice. And it's great to see and it's great to be a part of.
Do you have a boxer?
Yeah, I do.
I thought you're in Alexandria, aren't you? I don't want to give away the address, but are you in Alexandria?
Yeah, I'm around the Old Town area there.
When was the last time you walked your boxer? Because I had my Springer Spaniel. He started barking at your boxer, but I didn't want to mess with you.
Oh, you should have said something.
No, it was before I got a chance to, like, say hello to you the first time, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my dog's, she's not really nice, depending on other dogs, so to speak, at first. So it's probably a good thing you didn't come up and say hi.
All right. One last thing for you, and then we'll let you go have dinner with your pops. My producer, one of my producers, we're going up to Pittsburgh for that final game. I think it's in April. And he wants us to wear a Puck Pittsburgh shirt, and I don't want to do that. So is there any way that I can get a Steckle game-used, nasty, smelly jersey to wear that instead of getting my butt kicked? Because, you know, I'm not a very big guy.
I don't know. You might get your butt kicked regardless if you're wearing a Steckle jersey or on that part. No, I'll have to talk to my trainer for that and see if I can get a favor done for you.
Yeah, tell him to do that. Or not, I'll just keep making fun of him for vacuuming. See, it was a whole trick. Thanks, David.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
David, thank you.
All right, David Steckle joined us from the Washington Capitals. 12 straight against the Rangers, 13 straight against Atlanta on Friday, and then Pittsburgh. 14 straight?
Wow.
14 straight?
Wow. Sure.
You know what the goal is?
17 or 18?
18, to beat the Penguins from 92-93 when they had Jagr and Lemieux. All right, let's talk football, because that's on a lot of people's minds, too.
Sometimes.
You booked our next guest.
I did, indeed.
Would you like to say who it is? You just want to leave us hanging?
I'll just tease it that way. It's NFL Network's Jason LaConfora, former post writer who covered the Skins, but before that was a hockey guy.
That's coming up next on Overtime.
106.7.